broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, 2 hours of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, and it all starts now. You want to donate and help live and on-demand free radio at your fingertips? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved today. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about a loyal convenience store employee uses gun, defends store from hatchet-wielding robber. Sad news, loses job. I don't know what's going on around here. The criminals are winning, and the conservatives and the people obeying the law and defending and protecting, and they're all getting shut down and going to jail. It's just out of control in America today, sad to say. U.S. Cardinal Raymond Burke is his name, opposing large-scale Muslim immigration is patriotic, says CNSNews.com. Doing a great job, spot on, right? Large-scale Muslim immigration is not patriotic. In other words, we just can't handle large-scale immigration of any kind, folks. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the finances. We don't have the ability. Some of these people may need help, and we can help them, but why not help them in place? Just imagine the cost it takes to get them here in the first place. Whenever I travel somewhere, it's expensive as all get out. Why don't we spend the money on helping them in place, build their own countries, and stabilize their own nations? I'm not suggesting no charity or no philanthropy. What I am suggesting is there's better ways to go about the help than importing them all into America. Trump authorizes Attorney General Bill Barr to declassify Russia hoax documents. Do you have confidence in all that, folks? I don't. All the criminals are running around free, and the good guys are going to jail, and Donald's doing nothing about it. Except for, you know what, if Donald's not careful, he might end up going to jail. I pray that doesn't happen. But they continue to tighten the noose. They continue to push towards impeachment. They continue to suggest criminal activity. Never mind, they don't have evidence. Justin Amash says, hey, the Mueller report points to problems with the Donald. He should be impeached. Well, the problem with Justin Amash is nobody else agrees with him. Except I agree with his point. If he really believes there is obstruction of justice, if he really believes there are high crimes, if he really believes there are impeachable offenses, why don't you write an article and document them in detail, Justin? Why don't you point to the exact spots in the, what, over 400 pages of Mueller reports we have to dig through with massive redactions? Anyway, we got good news. Jobless claims unexpectedly drop the 211,000. People are all chagrined and surprised, and they're not even celebrating. But I say this, the more jobs, the better. Kansas City Fed out of control and negative as all get out. Manufacturing growth is sluggish. But that goes against a poll and a couple of other feds of New Jersey and what, New York and stuff like that. Philadelphia, New York, I guess are the two. There's a poll that says 71%. Of voters positive on economy, highest in the last 18 years. So, you know, you got the New York Fed and the Philadelphia Fed, and the 71% of the American people saying the economy is doing pretty good. It's not perfect, but hey, joblessness is down and people are doing pretty good, but Kansas City Fed goes negative nevertheless. When are they going to report positive news for a change, huh? Donald and Melania Trump visit Arlington Cemetery before their trip to Japan. So while the mainstream press mocking the Donald for not caring about Memorial Day or caring about America or, Donald and Melania visited the Memorial Arlington Cemetery. When are they going to get some credit for something, huh? Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about Maxine Waters. I mean, this lady is out of control. Quote, we are not going to allow Trump to blackmail and threaten Congress. Well, didn't she threaten everybody in the nation? Hey, anybody wearing a Make America Great Again hat? Anybody that's a Trump supporter, just what, put them under siege wherever you see them in public, she basically articulated. Wow. I promote kindness, even if we disagree with a lot of these people. We might politically disagree with them, but we can be civil and kind. And why don't we lead with our faith and our example and our Christian behavior, huh? Devastated, 51 tornadoes, massive flooding. It's all over the place. The ultimate weatherman, the almighty God, is not pleased with us turning our backs on him. So let's turn our nation on this Memorial Day extended discussion. Hey, let's turn to God and repent and change and ask for his blessings. And, you know, oftentimes the Lord does these things for our sakes, right? Bilderberg 19, future of capitalism, they claim, quote, the weaponization of social media. See, that's the naked capitalist. That isn't the true free enterprise system that we would endorse as constitutional patriots. I'll tell you that right now. Bilderberg folks are globalists using all laws against all nations in an effort to exploit and pervert and manipulate and control under this global tyranny they're trying to build. Don't let them do it, folks. Stand for freedom. Caracas, Venezuela, out of control. I guess they got these street gangs that are out of control, man. It's one guy lost track of his murder count, sleeps with a pistol under his pillow. He's the feared street gangster, they say. El Negrito, however you say that. Anyway, the bottom line is this guy is out of control, man. Anyway, Venezuela, believe it or not, has wartime levels of violence. But you know what? Venezuela has stopped providing figures a long time ago. What do you expect from these socialist slash communist nations? They all go south. They all melt down. Why? Because they violate the simple principles of liberty that God has set forth, folks. That's why. And they put trust in the arms of flesh or in man as king, not God. Anne Hathaway's out of control. She says white women, what, complicit in abortion laws, causing black women to die. So it's white women's fault that black women are dying. Yeah, what? They either get an abortion and murder their baby or the woman dies? What about obeying God's law with regards to morality and the sexual relationship, huh? We can talk about that, Anne, or not. In the swamp, they say gridlock first, then down the impeachment road they go, writes Pat Buchanan, an incredible article. He's spot on once again, gridlock. And just, you know, hey, man, the political theater up there in Washington has never been at a more feverish pitch, if you will. But I don't see, real accountability. I don't see due process of law. If Trump's guilty of impeachable offenses, as Justin Amash says, bring it out. Let's find out. Let's just get to the truth. But let's also do the same for Hillary and all the swamp monsters up there. Shall we, Justin? Ned Lamont, guy's nutcase, attempts to lure women to Connecticut promoting abortion. Hey, please, please come to my state. I'll murder your baby kind of stuff. I mean, nutcase. Ned Lamont. I mean, the guy's just a nut up there in Connecticut. Ben Carson doing a phenomenal job. Ben Carson says, quote, hypocritical Democrats concerned with child housing, but they support late-term abortion. How does that work? If we don't kill you, we'll work on giving you a house. What's up with all that? Anyway, Ben Carson doing a phenomenal job standing up for freedom. Trump signs order cracking down on welfare-dependent, quote, legal immigration. I don't know what welfare-dependent legal immigration means. It's, in my opinion, should be constitutionally illegal to steal my money to pay for immigrants, whether they're illegal or legal, or to pay for other people's expenditures anyway. Leave that to the churches and to charity, not forced at the end of a government gun redistribution of wealth. That's what they call socialism. I guess this Taiwanese artist creates a tank man balloon. It's for the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And pretty interesting how that is. It just shows, hey, these out-of-control governments. But, you know, don't worry. 30 years later, our most favored nation trading partner, right? What's up with that as the trade wars escalate, huh? And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. I'm telling you, a lot of news was covered in 2 hours of talk radio, still available on demand at your fingertips. Donate if you have the heart to help. Jump in. Spread the word about live and on-demand radio, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Check it out. Get involved today. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Franklin Graham leading the charge, but many organizations jumping aboard. We too at Liberty Roundtable Live want to be part of this incredible opportunity. June the 2nd. That is a Sunday. Up and coming here, what, this Sunday, Kurt?
That's what it looks like.
Yep, this Sunday, June the 2nd. That's special right. Day of prayer for President Trump. I got it from the American Family Association Action Alert highlighting Franklin Graham's efforts. There's a bunch of people getting involved in this, and they say take action, sign our petition pledging to pray for President Trump this week and especially this Sunday. I have signed the petition. I will be participating. I will broadcast this and promote this to the best of my ability here at Liberty Roundtable Live. And Kurt, I emailed you the American Family Association highlight of this. If you can grab that, I want to cover this in detail. We normally don't read on your radio, but in this case, we want to because American Family Association doing a great job. And they highlight that over 250, I don't know what you call them, preachers and churches and organizations and Christian groups are banding together to work on this thing. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of our critics would say, hey, you know, religion is just a crutch for you feeble-minded. I would disagree and double down in bold faith and say prayer is one of the greatest solutions for liberty and for security and protection and safety and faith and repentance and solutions that we have at our fingertips. We'll come back and talk about it. Sam Curtin, the American Family Association. Will you pray for Trump? I will.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So June 2nd, this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, special day of prayer for President Donald Trump. Take action. Sign our petition. Pledge to pray for President Trump this week and especially on Sunday, writes the American Family Association. Franklin Graham leading the charge on this one, Kurt.
That's right, Sam. And, this letter written to you outlines that. It says AFA is joining 250-plus Christian leaders and Reverend Franklin Graham in asking followers of Christ across our nation to set aside next Sunday, June 2nd, as a special day of prayer for the President, Donald J. Trump. President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, and the presidency. In the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. We believe the only hope for him in this nation is God. This is a critical time for America.
By the way, do you agree with that, Kurt?
Without God, Sam, I don't see any success, you know.
Amen. I agree. So I think, anyway, it's a critical point to put on the table.
Yeah, and they go on. It says, this is a critical time for America. We're on the edge of a precipice. Time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president. We know that God hears and answers prayer. He can soften hearts and change minds. He is all-powerful, and he rules over the affairs of nations. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. That's from 1 Timothy, by the way. It says, on June 2nd, this Sunday, we asked that pastors would lead their congregations in praying for the president, that Sunday schools and other groups would join together and pray, and that individuals and families across the country would have a special focus on praying for the president that day. Would you please join us in prayer and tell others so that we can have as many people as possible praying?
Yes, sir, I'll do it.
Very good.
Yeah, so anyway, sign the petition, AFA.org, get involved. And I commend them for their leadership. I commend Franklin Graham. I commend these 250-plus leaders that are gathering together to make this possible and to highlight it. I think that we need to get involved. And, you know, they talk about encouraging your pastor to lead a prayer for the president as well. And, you know, this isn't even if you agree with Donald, Kurt. You don't even have to agree with Donald, but you can pray for the president. You can turn to God and say, you know what, we need help, Lord, and you know, please help us promote the good and reject the bad and stand for what's right. Please help us repent and turn away from our natural man and our sin and do better. And, you know, we can all do that, Kurt. And I just think the power there is tremendous. So that's kind of exciting news in my opinion. All right, there's other action alerts from the American Family Association, Kurt, that are shocking as well. So when you go to their petition page, they highlight several action alerts that they're working on. This Pray for the President is one of them. They also highlight the fact that Target stores, even though a million-plus families have boycotted Target because of their promotion of the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda and, you know, perverted bathroom policies kind of a thing. Now Target stores are donating $100,000 to promote the gay lifestyle to school children. Did you see this one, Kurt?
Yes, I did.
So that's what Target's up to while you and I are praying for the president. Stand against Target. I don't go to Target anymore. Haven't for a couple of years now. The next headline says PBS Kids airs gay marriage on Arthur. So you got PBS funded by our tax dollars. You got Target, a massive corporation, all promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda. The next headline says the Equality Act is a religious liberty wrecking ball. And that already passed the House of Representatives. This Equality Act is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. It puts gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights above religious rights in a very, very lopsided, abusive way. So beware of that. We also highlight the Supreme Court leaves intact block on Indiana court restriction, but allows fetal burial to go forward. Did you see this, Kurt? The Supreme Court leaves intact block on Indiana abortion restriction. Now, interesting thing about this is Mike Pence was governor of Indiana, from what I understand, and he's the one that signed that into law. You caught up on that?
No, I'm not, Sam. That's one of...
Anyway, so shame on the Supreme Court. You got a divided Supreme Court, Kurt. We thought they were going to stand boldly, nobly, independently for pro-life, but now they waffle. So, you know, this idea that Republicans always give you, oh, we got to have a Republican so that we can get our guys on the Supreme Court. That's really where the buck stops, where the rubber meets the road kind of a thing. And now they waffle, Kurt. I pray this isn't a signal for the future. Now, it might be that there's details in this law or in this situation that they feel like, hey, it'll weaken the, you know, real goal if they, okay, some could say that. But I get very hesitant that, you know what? when they leave intact the block, what they're doing is giving power to the judges. And if you're not very, very, very careful, it's going to backfire. I really wish they would have stood for pro-life on this one. We're disappointed in the court once again, ladies and gentlemen. All right. By the way, I don't know. We bring up all these negativities, this promotion towards gay and lesbian, you know, stuff, this need for prayer, this Supreme Court failure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Congress and the Equality Act, the courts, you know, we've got a lot of trouble. And then the headline says this, Kurt. Oklahoma and Arkansas face worst flood in our history, writes USA Today. All I can tell you is, what do you think of that, Kurt? It seems to me that the two are directly related. Is anybody going to point this out like we are?
Well, I haven't ever seen it on any national basis, any stories. You know, you see these, one headline I saw, 500 tornadoes, massive stuff or whatever, and then you got flooding and, you know, fires, whatever, and nobody says anything about, in Scripture, when the God of heaven wasn't obeyed, there were, you know, tragic consequences like this.
It gets kind of rowdy, doesn't it, Kurt?
Yeah.
Anyway, so our prayers are with the folks in Oklahoma and Arkansas with the flooding. Our prayers are all over the Midwest, et cetera, when it comes to tornadoes, et cetera. Our prayers are with folks, but I'm telling you right now, when Congress goes against God, when the Supreme Court goes against God, when big business goes against God, like Target, when PBS Kids, you know, government-sponsored, funded TV goes against God, no doubt we need to take action and pray for our president. I'll tell you that right now. We need to pray more than just for our president. We need to pray for our nation. And then the interesting thing is this. At least there's some people fighting back, Kurt. As you know, Alabama created one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. And I commend them for it, even though I agree there ought to be some exceptions. I understand their position and what they're doing. Missouri created a very strong law, too, 6 weeks abortion ban, heartbeat bill, if you will. But now Missouri, headline says this, Missouri may become the only state in the United States with no legal abortion provider, Reuters. By this Friday, they'll decide if they're going to grant exceptions or protect the clinic or if they're going to shut it down, Kurt. Our prayers? They shut it down. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that would be saving some lives, right, Sam?
Yes, it would, and that's why we stand for it, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the GOP surrenders, agrees to pass gun confiscation bill, so that's a shame. You know, we got a lot going on. Now, Kurt, I got to commend Rush Limbaugh. I rarely do this because I think he's a water boy for the Republicans. Well, he's admitted he's a water boy for the Republicans. So I guess I don't got to just think it. I just got to highlight the reality. Nevertheless, once in a while, Rush Limbaugh stands up boldly, nobly, and independently in surprising ways, Kurt. It's rare, but it does happen. And when it does, we got to commend. Headline, Rush Limbaugh talks about the FBI. And the FBI said Martin Luther King Jr. had 40-plus affairs. Will his statues come down is the question. This is all documented in WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Rush Limbaugh says it's a story you cannot find in the drive-by media. You just cannot find it. It ran over the weekend, but you can't find it. And what it says is, hey, FBI tapes allege that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had affairs with over 40 women and watched while a friend raped a woman. And we don't doubt the FBI do, he says, Rush Limbaugh. He explained that a biographer, guy's name is David Garrow, G-A-R-R-O-W, or Garrow, claims he has seen document from the FBI talking about Martin Luther King involved in orgies, soliciting prostitutes, and more. Liberty Roundtable Live. I've told you Martin Luther King was a thug from the get-go.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says he is willing to tell President Trump to his face that building a border wall is wrong. Speaking with a Mexican news agency, the pontiff compared a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to the Berlin Wall, saying that icon of the Cold War brought headaches and suffering. He says he'd tell Trump people who build walls become prisoners behind them. The severe weather system that's been battering the Midwest for days has moved a bit east now. There was some damage near Kansas City last night, and several tornadoes touched down in Pennsylvania, including in Carnarvon, where the police chief says
some houses were hit very hard. Some just lost like one wall, but of course they're not going to be able to be there because the structure is not secure.
The severe weather threat today is likely to affect the mid-Atlantic states. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash was given a standing ovation at his first town hall meeting since calling for impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
He's the only Republican in Congress to do so, and he's now sparring with some former supporters who say he's embracing a Democratic smear against the president.
I put out a set of tweets today which make it very clear. It's not really refutable. Go ahead and find some way to refute the tweets. Mueller himself issued a letter to Barr saying you are misleading people. That's not even refutable.
Amash said Congress should do its job and not allow misconduct to go undeterred.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Louisiana lawmakers set to vote on a bill as early as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The bill presented by Shreveport Democrat John Milkovich does not include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
In my opinion, this is one of the biggest stations or stories in the nation right now. One of the biggest stories in the nation. Okay, FBI literally documents that Martin Luther King had 40 plus affairs. The question is, will the statues come down? Rush Limbaugh talks about it. It's in WND.com. And he explained that biographer David Garrow claims he has seen document describing from the FBI's records and surveillance that Martin Luther King Jr. was involved in orgies, hiring prostitutes, and laughing as a pastor he knew, quote, raped a woman. Not a word from the drive-by media on this story, Limbaugh said. But you know what? I don't mean to attack Rush, but I will say this. What do you mean the drive-by media? I'm glad you picked it up, Rush, but Fox ain't talking about it either. I guess, are they the drive-by media? Okay, only the, you know, conservatives are covering this story. Imagine what they would say if these things were written or recorded about Reagan, Jefferson, Washington. Extramarital affairs with 40 to 45 documented women. Where would that put him? With Clinton? Wilt Chamberlain? Gene Simmons? Who are we leaving out? The Kennedys? Oh, yeah. The news comes amid the Me Too movement. Claims of sexual harassments by business executives and politicians and rock stars and famous people. Limbaugh pointed out that the person who apparently ordered the surveillance of Martin Luther King Jr. in the first place was then Attorney General Robert Kennedy. Once again, the Democratic Party. Robert Kennedy was the Attorney General. Everybody blames J. Edgar Hoover for this, but it was actually Robert Kennedy rushed documents. It was Bobby Kennedy. So what gives? And it's an important story to understand. I've told you Martin Luther King was a thug forever. And even people that are my friends are like, oh, Sam, you shouldn't speak out about Martin Luther King. That's just, it won't do you any good to speak out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not interested in partisan politics. I'm not interested in the left and the right. I'm interested in the truth. And the truth is that this guy was absolutely a pervert. If you want to talk about the Me Too movement, Martin Luther King Jr. is at the top of the list, folks. Or very there close to. And so I will speak out about Martin Luther King. Not only was he a pervert, not only did he watch women get raped, and not only did he have affairs with over 40-plus women, not only are all those things true, but the FBI has known about it for decades. And they've literally hidden it and covered it up. The FBI is not your friend, folks. They're an unconstitutional criminal enterprise. All right? And you look at all this and you go, so the FBI covers it up. Nobody knew. The president of the United States knew. Okay, we've known this for a long time. When is this going to be highlighted? When are we going to stop Martin Luther King Day? Okay, but not only was he a pervert, but he did so under the banner of being a religious leader. 10 times worse than others because of the hypocrisy involved and the dishonesty and the immorality and a blight on the name of Jesus Christ. But it gets worse because not only that, Martin Luther King agitated and promoted his violence. I know he ran around peaceful, but everywhere he went, he'd come peacefully and then he'd leave and violence would erupt. In other words, it was part of the plan. That's why the FBI was on to him so much. But in addition to that, he had communist funding, ladies and gentlemen. And none of this is going to be highlighted, is it, Kurt?
Well, I agree, Sam. And it was interesting to me. I found this piece, at least the first time I saw this story, was about 3 days ago from the dailymail.co.uk, which doesn't surprise me, but I am grateful that at least some American media picking it up now.
Primarily Russian.
Hats off to Rush WND. Limbaugh and World Net Daily. Yeah, good point. And I mean, do you think, I think a story like this, I mean, let's just imagine if this was found out about President Trump or, I don't know, some other, you know, famous Republicans, let's say, you know, George Bush or something like that. Do you think this would be headlines in, like, Washington Post, New York Times? I do. And it just shows you their hypocrisy, I think. That's just the way it works, right?
Well, I agree. And the problem that I have is this proves to you that the Me Too movement's not genuine. When they murder in abortions, black babies all over the place, too. You know, this proves that they're not into the racial divide that they claim they are defending black people. Black lives matter, except for the ones that are the most innocent among us, the ones that are aborted, right? Okay, this just shows the hypocrisy and how they're not interested in the truth. Hey, folks, if Donald Trump's, you know, guilty of these things, and Martin Luther King's guilty of these things. And who is that other Holly Warped guy?
Weinstein.
Okay, and Bill Cosby and all these people. Okay, Bill Clinton. How come Bill Clinton and Martin Luther King get a complete pass and these other people get barbecued as if they're really getting to the bottom of it?
Good point.
Okay, what about the Kennedys? You know, how often is that brought up? And anyway, all I'm telling you is, and here's the problem that I have with it, Kurt. This isn't just some people knew about it and the government didn't know about it. The FBI is the one that's documenting this, Kurt. But they're literally the key cover-up agents, right?
Well, yeah, and when you hear of the president declassifying these papers last week, or at least saying that William Barr, the attorney general, could, you know, declassify this, I'm kind of thinking, well, why not just declassify the whole bunch of stuff? You know, quit having all these secrets from the American people. This is our government. We should be able to know what our government does, right, Sam?
That's what I would think. But again, you know, why are we allowing Martin Luther King Day to be promoted all over the country as that this guy's a highfalutin saint when the government knows different? Now, for those who peddle that, in my opinion, Kurt, then why isn't the government documenting this and saying you really shouldn't make Martin Luther King Day your, you know, prized holiday nationwide and celebrating it everywhere? This guy's an absolute pervert. So the Me Too movement can attack people, but why don't they attack the FBI now? Where's the Me Too movement to say, FBI, how dare you cover up such an abuse? We're talking 40 to 45 women documented by the FBI, Kurt, with more than just that. I mean, we're talking about rape and orgies. And I mean, it goes right to the heart of this religious leader's character, Kurt. And I don't really see blurb about it. Nothing.
Well,
all right. Yeah, anyway, we documented
the
it.
AP
for you.
Won't be picking that up, you know.
Yeah. All right, Kurt, I got another problem. Remember how I tell you that, hey, we blame China and we blame all these different countries for hacking and all these kind of things?
Yeah.
And we blame it on the Russians and we blame it on the Chinese and we act like they're all at fault.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep. But I've documented to you that it's the United States government. Over and over and over and over. You want more proof?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Headline, quote, says, cities hijacked by tools stolen from the NSA. So you got the NSA, Kurt. This is the National Security Agency that turns out to be the most insecure of us all. Stories by Nicole Perloff and Scott Shane. And it says, for nearly 3 weeks, Baltimore has been struggling with a cyber attack by digital extortionists, Kurt, that has literally frozen thousands of computers, shut down email, disrupted real estate sales, water bills, health alerts, and many other services in Baltimore. But here's what frustrated the city employees and the residents of Baltimore. And they don't know. The key component of the malware used in the attack was developed by taxpayer expense. Just a short drive down the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at the National Security Agency, experts briefed on the details. Since 2017, when the NSA lost control of the tool they created, it's called Eternal Blue. It has been picked up by state hackers, Kurt, in North Korea, Russia, and more recently, China, to cut a path to destruction around the world, leaving billions of dollars in damage. Okay? This is the NSA. The cyber weapon is boomeranged back, Kurt, is now showing up in the NSA's own backyard. And they go on and say these hackers using the NSA tool are literally zeroing in on vulnerable American towns and cities. Now listen to this. They say that the NSA link to this, listen to this. The NSA link to this has not previously been reported, in part because the agency has refused to acknowledge the loss of its cyber weapon. Dumped online in 2017. They don't know if the brokers who released this are foreigners or insiders. Kurt? Let's talk about this. It's nuts on parade, I'm telling you right now.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy, she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't, Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious, folks. They say Eternal Blue is so valuable to the NSA that they never even considered that the intelligence gathering could be used for terrorist and terrorism missions. Eternal Blue is so valuable. Former NSA employees said that they never even considered alerting Microsoft of the exploited vulnerability. And they literally held on to the tool for 5 years before they had to admit to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the tool that the NSA created creates an exploit of a vulnerability in unpatched software that allows hackers to spread their malware further and faster than they otherwise could. North Korea, of all places, was the first nation to get it from the NSA. And they literally used this to attack the Germans. And then the Russians used it. And they attacked pharmaceutical giants and airports, and they've compromised hotel Wi-Fi networks. Iranian hackers have used it to spread attacks on airlines in the Middle East. It's incredible that a tool that was used by the and created by the intelligence services is now so widely used by all the criminals in every country around the world. I guess hackers found a sweet spot in Baltimore, San Antonio, and other American governments where they could literally attack, and just wreak havoc. Microsoft, which tracks the government NSA release, Eternal Blue, they cite customer privacy and won't tell you even which accounts are hacked anymore. Other experts briefed on the attacks are confirming that Eternal Blue is appearing in attacks that crop up every day. In other words, the biggest cyber criminal, Kurt, of all time, literally funding and fueling and providing the software code, all United States government. All right, three different universities have been attacked by this Eternal Blue as well. The cost can be hard for local governments to bear, they say. There are warehouses of kids overseas, you know, using this exploit. The malware that hit San Antonio is using Eternal Blue. Chinese state groups are using this Eternal Blue. And so when we run around, Kurt, and we blame China and Russia, we need to be blaming the NSA. And when you put the NSA in bed with groups we've created with tax dollar funding, like Google, like Facebook, like Twitter, like Instagram. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram have the top spot in the Mueller report for hacking, Kurt. But they all got their code for the NSA. Now, they say that it doesn't even take a sophisticated people now to exploit because they got all the sophistication from the NSA. Some FBI and Homeland Security officials speaking under conditions of anonymity said more accountability at the NSA is absolutely needed. They say it's like a government failing to lock up a warehouse of automatic weapons. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, let's see. Let me see if I've got this story figured out. So you're telling me that rogue parts of our government with dollars.
Let me explain. Okay. I don't know. You're right. It's rogue parts. That's factual. But what I don't know is if supposedly legitimate parts are acting rogue. So I guess what I'm trying to do is make sure we don't narrow it to just think there's a few bad guys in there doing this. I don't know how widespread it is my point, Kurt.
Okay, let me see if I can do it then this way. The bad guys in our government.
Yes, sir.
Have been using our tax dollars.
Yes, sir.
To basically foment problems around the world. Was that it?
Yes. But the only reason I changed the word from rogue and bad guys and accept one and not the other, even though they're the same, is because I want to get across. I don't know who the bad guys are, though. And I don't know who's participating where. And so I agree it's bad guys because the good guys would never do such a thing. I agree it's rogue because people that are not rogue wouldn't do such a thing. But I want to be very careful because I don't want us just to limit this and think, oh, only a few bad guys did this. Look, the whole FBI for decades and generations covered up the Martin Luther King scandal. How many people really knew about it? I don't know. But I bring this up because it's a similar scenario here. I don't know how bad this is and who's really involved. But the agency lost control of this code, and it's a serious problem, man. And I agree it's bad guys that, well, is it bad guys that created it or bad guys that leaked it or bad guys that, you know, it's hard to know, right? I mean, I'm clearly agreeing it's not the good guys. I'm clearly agreeing it's rogue people, no doubt. But how widespread it is, I don't know if the whole, here's the point. Is it just a small percentage that's rogue and the majority are good people like we used to think? Or is the majority rogue and there's only a few good people now? And here's why I say that, Kurt. Nobody really blew the whistle on this except for private people that are the white hat people that watch hackers and try to stop them. They're the ones that blew the whistle on this. Foreign governments are blowing the whistle on this. Inside our government circles, as far as I understand, nobody really blew the whistle on this, Kurt. You see what I mean?
Well, yeah, I see that, but it seems like it's just kind of a standard policy that we see. I mean, when we're arming, you know, bad guys south of the border or outside of America somewhere, some journalist that, you know, is a little intrepid has to let us know about it or else maybe a whistleblower or whatever else, somebody, some good guy inside there has to let us know or else we can't know, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Like
in this case, though, I don't know if anybody blew the whistle. See, Snowden and others blew the whistle, what, in 2013 on some big scandals that are very similar, Kurt? And those are the guys that are just in trouble. The good guys are running free and all the whistleblowers are melting down, right?
That's what it seems like, Sam, doesn't it?
Sadly, to me, it does. And I don't mean to be negative. I mean, I hope for the best. I just can't ignore this truth, though. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that's going to put a chill on whistleblowing, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it puts a little bit of a chill on it.
It's just saying. All right. Anyway, I'm telling you right now. So when you have the NSA leaking code that becomes the greatest terrorism tool around the world in history, and then you have the FBI covering up that Martin Luther King was an absolute pervert. Kurt, at some point, I hate to say this, but at some point, you just lose all trust in government?
Well, it's, you know, at least we're eternally vigilant, and we hope for the best. But
amen.
And we recognize that prayer and God can make a difference. But it does look a little, I guess, stormy.
It's hard not to get jaded by this, folks, and still have faith in your country. And I don't mean that to be negative. I just mean that to be a real candid look. Anyway, let's move to the border, Kurt. Did you see the headline that says citizens build own barrier?
No.
You haven't seen that? Wow, man. The news is hard to get a hold of, folks. Sam and Kurt both work tirelessly every day. And I'm telling you, Kurt surprises me with stories every day that I haven't seen, and I surprise him with stories every day that he hasn't seen. But the headline says citizens build own barrier. El Paso Times and USA Today team up on this one, Kurt. El Paso, Texas. It says a private group built a $6 million wall on their private property with the funding from a GoFundMe account. They say we build the wall project raised more than $22 million of its $1 billion goal, led by a group that includes the Secretary of State for Kansas, guy's name is Chris Coppedge, and former White House strategist Steve Bannon, and they've been working on this thing, and they built a wall on their own private properties, Kurt, down there on the border. And there you have it. What do you say to that?
Well, the only thing I see from our pals at Google, when I put in We Build the Wall, I get Washington Post 2 hours ago, the GoFundMe border wall finally broke ground, then a cease and desist order. Then you got CNN.com, the private group says it's started building its own border wall using millions donated. Then you got the New York Times, border wall on private land in New Mexico fuels backlash.
Yeah, so it's all negative in their
view. Seem too positive, do they?
But all I'm telling you is all the money we talked about that got raised from the GoFundMe account is the We Build the Wall project. Remember how they raised a bunch of money, then they got told government couldn't use it, then they repurposed the money, and then everybody, you know, GoFundMe and everybody else tried to shut it all down? Well, they still raised $22 million. They still used $6 to $8 million of it to build these walls on private property. And so a private group built a $6 to $8 million wall at the border on private money with this GoFundMe account money. So We Build the Wall project, and so they're still doing it, Kurt.
Yeah,
even though they don't want you to believe it's happening, it still is going on.
If you look a little deeper, like you say, I see that El Paso Times piece where it says Chris Coppedge gives tour of GoFundMe border wall. That would be kind of a fun little tour.
They say the wall's over 20 feet tall, Kurt.
Yeah, former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Coppedge was in the El Paso area Memorial Day weekend to show off the new wall near Sunland Park, New Mexico, built with money raised from a GoFundMe account.
This is an example where they highlight the drugs being brought in and the sex trafficking and all this stuff, and they say we on our private property are going to stop it to the best of our ability. We built the wall with our own money. This just shows what the value can be when we get together as the American people. We're going to build another section of wall. We won't tell you where because the criminals will try to stop us. And, all I'm telling you is it's good news, and what an example. The mainstream press not covering that either, Kurt.
Great point. And it looks like our buddy Sheriff David A. Clark and Tom Tancredo are part of that whole deal, Sam.
Yes, they are. We'll have to get our buddy back on, David Clark Jr., to talk about it, huh, Kurt?
Great point, Sam.
Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. Man, we got hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use everywhere. I'm telling you right now. When is the FBI going to admit to the Martin Luther King scandal and tell everybody at the Me Too movement to go ahead and, maybe we just get rid of all the statues about Martin Luther King, get rid of Martin Luther King Day, and go back to George Washington Day, huh, Kurt? You can only pray and hope, I'll tell you that. All right, hour one of the can, hour two coming up, libertyroundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.